You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WXL 74, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.400 megahertz from a tower near Giltner, Nebraska. The station provides 24/7 weather information for the following 12 Nebraska counties: Adams, Buffalo, Clay, Fillmore, Hall, Hamilton, Howard, Merrick, Nance, Polk, Sherman, and York. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, proudly serving South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. For this afternoon and tonight, there is a chance for areas of fog tonight across portions of the area along and east of Highway 281. Visibilities may be reduced to a mile or less at times overnight tonight. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday. There will be a chance for thunderstorms across portions of the outlook area ahead of the next upper-level storm system Monday night into Tuesday. Accumulating snowfall may be possible on the backside of the system later Tuesday into Wednesday. Spotter information statement: spotter activation will not be needed tonight. The current time is 9:04 p.m. Central Standard Time. Here is the latest weather summary for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. No precipitation is forecast across the area through tonight, but there will be the potential for fog to develop, especially for areas roughly along and east of Highway 281. Visibility may be reduced to 1 mile or less at times. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies are expected overnight, with generally southerly winds, around 10 miles per hour. Overnight low temperatures tonight are forecast to drop into the 20s for most of the area. Looking ahead to the upcoming weekend, dry conditions remain in the forecast for both days. Should see plenty of sunshine both days, with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s to low 50s. Winds on Saturday will be west to northwesterly around 10 to 15 miles per hour, while Sunday will be on the breezy side, with south to southeast winds, around 15 to 20 miles per hour. The start of the new work will look to be more active, with a strong system bringing increased chances for precipitation. Chances for rain and perhaps even a few thunderstorms will be increasing Monday afternoon and evening, and as colder air builds in on Tuesday, more chances for snow. Monday and Tuesday will also bring stronger winds, with sustained speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and higher gusts looking likely. Here is your 7-day National Weather Service forecast for Hastings, Grand Island, Clay Center, and surrounding areas. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Areas of fog through the night. Areas of freezing fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-20s. South winds, around 10 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Saturday night, clear. Lows around 20. Light winds then becoming south around 10 miles per hour after midnight. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 30. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Monday, cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Monday night, rain. Lows in the upper 30s. Chance of rain near 100%. Tuesday, rain likely possibly mixed with snow. Highs in the upper 40s. Chance of precipitation 70%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow. Lows around 20. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with slight chance of snow. Highs in the lower 30s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 17. Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 13. Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. At 9 p.m., at Central Nebraska Regional Airport at Grand Island, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 27, with a dew point of 24, and the relative humidity at 89%. The wind was southeast, at 3 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.10 inches, and rising. Elsewhere near the listening area, at Ord, fog was reported, with a temperature of 31. It was 32 at York. A at Hebron, it was clear, with a temperature of 28. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 23 at Kearney, and 25 at Holdridge. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 29 at Aurora, and 33 at Columbus. In eastern Nebraska, it was cloudy. It was 35 at Omaha, 36 at Lincoln, and 32 at Norfolk. In western and north-central Nebraska, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 26 at North Platte, 29 at McCook, 25 at Sidney, and 21 at Valentine. Across northern Kansas, at Concordia, fog was reported, with a temperature of 34. It was clear, with a temperature of 27 at Smith Center, and 29 at Colby. And elsewhere around the region, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 27 at Cheyenne, and 23 at Denver. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 36 at Des Moines, 38 at Kansas City, 43 at Wichita, and 31 at Sioux Falls. Again, at 9 p.m., it was 32 at York. At Grand Island, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 27.